You know more about what matters in your life because you listen to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jenna Barr. 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jenna Barr. This half hour is presented by Visit Pensacola, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Vacation this morning. Hey, it's always vacation when you get to experience Pensacola.
Look at you. Woo-hoo! I love it.
And Nicole Stacy is here from Visit Pensacola. Man, y'all have been busy. Whenever I drive by, I'm like, should I go in? Are you giving something away? What are you giving away for free?
You know?
Information.
Information. All the things to do.
Which is so much, even in the rain.
Even in the rain, there's stuff to do in Pensacola. And it's not going to rain all day.
No, we already see blue skies behind us. So
I know, I was driving over and I was like, why is it raining on me? It's sunny.
It's bizarre. But you know what?
It's summer.
It's Florida. It's summer. And we still get to enjoy the beach when it clears up. I know a lot of surfers who are like, it doesn't matter if it's raining.
No.
They're heading out there to the beach. Which, by the way, let's start out by reminding everyone, the beach cam is back.
Beach cam is back.
It's back, and you can go online. I believe it's under Plan Your Trip.
It is.
And yeah, it's right there. Drop down.
That made me want to do a rap song just then when he said drop down.
Right there, drop down, beach cam. I don't know.
It's also on our app, I hope you've downloaded our app, because we say it every month. So you can get it from there. But thank you so much to the Santa Rosa Island Authority. We partner up with them to use that beach cam. So thank you to them. We love it, though. So if you are not able to go to the beach, if you're sitting in the office like I do sometimes, and I'm like, you know what? I just need a little bit of zen. I need to see what the beach is looking like, and I can't get out there today. Click on the beach cam.
And you know what's the cool thing, too, though, about, like, the beaches here is that we have so many different choices when it comes to the beach. Like, if you want to go to the
100%.
Main casino beach and be a part of that atmosphere and have the music playing and, you know, you get to see the pier and you get to walk across it. There's so much movement and activity.
Yes.
You get to go there. But then you might want something a little bit more, like, local feel.
Yep.
And you head towards the Cross. And I think they call it kind of like the Cross Beach. And then you have Park West?
Yeah, yes. Park East. You have Park West. You have Mommy Beach, which is on the Sound. So if you have little babies and you're like, the Gulf is just not our thing today. We need it to be a little bit calmer.
Yes.
And then you have Perdido Key, which is beautiful. And this is my favorite part about the job, is when I get to go out and tell people about Pensacola, I get to tell them about all of the beaches. Pensacola Beach, Perdido Key. I get to tell them about downtown.
Mm-hmm.
I get to tell them about Fort Pickens. I get to tell them about our history, our culinary scene, our bar scene, all of the different things that we get to do. There's so many different experiences, and there's something for everyone.
There really is. I just realized you have an entire tab for a girlfriend's getaway.
Girlfriend's getaways, weddings,
what?
Family fun, beach tips, healthy travel updates. So still, you know, in the times that we're in right now, we're still making sure people are feeling comfortable. So we're giving you the options, giving you all of the information, group travel, winter visitors, because eventually it'll get cooler outside.
Yeah.
Maybe not today.
No, but it was. I did tell Jesse this last segment that yesterday, before that crazy random pop-up storm hit, it like dropped in temperature about 10 degrees. I was like, oh man,
so
the Wicked Witch is coming. Like, it was like, it's about to drop a house or something. I don't know. But the other cool thing too is that with the rain, with everything going on, if you're looking to get out, still an entire list of places you can still go eat at, and it's near the beach, so you can still visit the beach, be a part of it. And again, it doesn't rain the entire time,
right? Places to eat, places to stay, whether you want a vacation rental, a hotel, all of our events. We talk about that all the time when I'm on here, but our events calendar, go to calendar for Pensacola. So, and this is twofold. If you're hosting an event and it's in Escambia County, please use that calendar and put it on there. That is a free marketing resource for you. We want to showcase your event. That's free marketing. And it no really one is. Ever says free anymore. So I'm saying free. It's free promotion for you.
There's so much to do. When you go to the calendar, you've got Sunset Cruises. Let's see. You've got the Ever Market happening at Everman's on 9 Mile tomorrow. So you get the little healthy shopping in, feel a little bit healthier on your insides. Live music is happening at Redfish Bluefish tonight. Cosmic Bowling is always in session, always. And then you get to look and see what kind of businesses are opening up too. I know that Alga Brewing opened up in East Hill.
Have you been yet?
I haven't been, but man, it is always slammed when I run by
it's
on my
so
runs.
It's so cute. I was in there the other day. We were having a meeting about Leadership Pensacola.
Yes.
And John, one of the owners, yes. is in leadership. Well, he's helping with the curriculum for Leadership Pensacola. So we met there and he's done such an incredible job. And one of the dogs was there. It's very dog friendly. And that's another great thing about Pensacola is there's so many dog friendly spots.
That's so good.
And he's partnering up with others. So they've got a food truck there. It's bike friendly, so they put in bike racks. So if you want to bike in all of the East Hillers, you can just bike on over. It was great, and the beer was really good. I'm not a beer drinker, but I tasted some, and it tasted good.
Yeah.
So from this non-beer drinker, it was pretty delicious.
Actually, if you say that, that means
right?
like, a lot.
Yeah, and he's got wine and champagne, and I'm a Prosecco girl, so I was
yes.
there for it. But it was great, and it's just great to see the community supporting him the way they do. And that's just what's so special about Pensacola. It's all about community.
And you know what I like is that we're bringing things like that atmosphere, which is, it's so cool to see that it's wide open.
Yes.
You're not all close together. You can see right through the windows. There's transparency to it. Because some places you go into these breweries or these little shops and you're kind of crammed in like sardines.
Yes.
And so I like that it's a little bit more open. And what I like is that they're a part of expanding the East Hill area.
Absolutely.
And I'm not just saying that because we live near that area. I'm saying it because, you know, a lot of businesses are gravitating downtown.
Yeah.
And so we'd love that. Oh, we love the downtown.
We do. We
love
do
all
love
of our
downtown.
Boutiques and all the shops and foods, 86 Forks. It's becoming my favorite place.
Yeah.
Yes. If you haven't gone, we'll have to go together.
Okay.
But I love seeing other neighborhoods expand.
I love it. You know, and like the Belmont Devilliers neighborhood.
Yes.
First of all, so delicious. But
Five
so
Sisters
cool.
is honestly.
We were just talking about our workout routines, and we're going to have to hit like triple days if that's
like
where
salivating.
We're going to start hanging out. But so cool. And then the murals and just the arts that we have throughout our entire city. And that's the beauty about visitpensacola.com is we're showcasing all of that. Mm-hmm. So if you want to find those things, check out our website. We've got blogs on there that are written by other people. And so I love it when people call me and they're like, yeah, but Nicole, you work for Visit Pensacola. Of course you're going to say these things. Yes, I do. And I do say these things. But a lot of our content is written by locals.
Yeah.
So it's a perspective through someone else of what they love so much about their city, which is what I love because it's everyone else's story, not mine.
Well, and it literally is the people who make up our community.
Yes.
So if you want to add something or if you have an event, because I'm always like, people reach out to me because of Pensacola Expert Panel.
Right.
And Nicole Stacy is here with Visit Pensacola. If you have something that needs to go on the calendar, put it on there. And that's what I'm saying, because people reach out to me here and they're like, can you tell the community about this? I'm like, hey, put it on the calendar.
Absolutely.
Submit that. Because if you want people to come, whether it's, you know, a community outreach and you're giving away free car washes or free backpacks or something that's helping out our community too. It's not completely all about fun, but you can have fun while you do it.
Yes.
A grand opening. We want to see the businesses expand. We want to see people thrive. And you can also request an insider's guide. What is the insider's guide?
So the insider guides, it's, you know, traditionally they're called visitor guides, but
okay.
we wanted it to be the insider look at all things Visit Pensacola. So we broke it out into neighborhoods, which we were just talking about. So it's broken out into all of the traditional neighborhoods. So downtown, East Hill, North Hill, Uptown, Central, Century, Pensacola Beach, Perdido Key. And so we break it out. So it's a lot of content.
Wow.
And each of those stories, each story is written by a local from that neighborhood.
Oh.
Not me. A local from that neighborhood. So like Sid Williams Heath, executive director
yes.
of the Pensacola Little Theater.
Love
shout out
him.
To my friend.
Oh my goodness.
He wrote the downtown Pensacola story.
He is so
from
so
his
much
perspective
fun.
of just how to enjoy a day in downtown.
Oh, I love that. So if you request that, you can get that information.
Absolutely. We will mail one to you. You could pick one up in our lobbies of the visitor centers.
That's right.
Or at the airport or at any of your hotels. Or if you're a business.
About the airport, right? Information.
Or if you're a business and you are like, I'll put your insider guides in my business, call me. I'll bring you a box. I'll bring you two.
Yes.
We've got them in all the visitor centers, so even the one on Pensacola Beach. And yeah, so it's all written by locals. And then not only do we break it out by neighborhoods, we break it out by experiences. So when you're on our website and you see the things to do and the plan your trip, we call those our experiences. So then we're writing articles about that. Because, you know, like, okay, cool, you told me about East Hill, but you still didn't really tell me what to do. So then we wrote about those experiences, like get outside or where can you stay or where can you eat? So all of those different things are written in there too.
And the cool thing is to, you know, different things evolve and pop up.
100%.
Open up. And so like we were just mentioning East Hill, not to harp on that area, but there is a little park. I don't even know the name of it, honestly, but it's over by Old Sacred Heart, kind of across from that area.
Yeah.
It's a big open space.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes vendors pop up there. Mm-hmm. And when I say vendors, I mean food trucks, coffee
and our food
trucks.
Truck scene. Oh gosh, it's huge.
Holy
now.
Cow. It is
and delicious.
Expanding across the board. I'm like, and then they're getting so busy, they're opening up brick and mortars.
Yes.
And
which
I
is
love
great.
Seeing that. That means that they're getting so busy because of you supporting them and getting the word out, that they're like, we're so overwhelmed, we have to open up another one.
Yeah.
I saw City Bowl South opened up in Gulf
a
Breeze.
Store. Which
what?
Is really exciting.
I love City Bowl.
Because now
South.
I don't have to track you down. Now I just know where you are.
I know. Isn't it so funny, too? Because I would literally feel like a stalker. Like, where are they at today? Oh, they're at the courthouse. I guess I'm going to court.
Listen, when we were all at home last year, the acai bowl trend, I'm like, okay, Publix, you need to order these because
there is nothing like it. Now, my first one, I have to say, was in Hawaii.
Which, sure.
Of course it was. But I was like, what's this word I'm looking at?
And what I probably am saying it wrong, but this is how I say it. If it's wrong, I'm sorry.
No,
please
you said
don't
it
correct
right.
me.
No, you said it right.
But they're delicious.
They're delicious and they're healthy, but City Bowl South adds their own twist. And
healthy
they
until I add all the things, probably.
The Nutella, you mean the Nutella?
The Nutella, the bananas, the peanut butter, the chocolate chips, the whatever.
Oh, my goodness. It's so good. But we have those places that opened up and we're moving around town to all the different areas, to the cycling place in North Pensacola, and then moving downtown, you know, to help serve our community.
Yep.
And so it is really about, it comes back to the people, because that's what keeps our community thriving. And so like different things to do during the rainy weekend, that we're going to definitely see some spotty rain, especially as we track Ida. Are you guys preparing?
Yes. So I definitely want to say that. So our website, as things shift, we will definitely put up all of the notices that we're getting from EOC. So, you know, we have our healthy travel update page, and that is tracking everything from, we kind of follow the county's lead from Visit Pensacola. So anything that Escambia County is putting out, they are our partners. And so that is whose lead we will follow. So anything that, you know, the EOC is pumping out about Ida, we will put out. Anything that the county is putting out with COVID or any of the new updates, the dashboards, we will then distribute through our healthy travel updates page. That you can all find on Plan Your Trip.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also find all of that when you go to our homepage. So if you're right there, you scroll down just a little bit and you'll see COVID-19 healthy travel updates.
Yes.
Because we also want to be very mindful of the situations that we're in. So as Ida kind of develops and we start to see truly where this goes, and hopefully, you know, nothing shifts, we will put a weather alert up on our homepage.
Very good.
And that will change. The colors will change. So it'll stay like a normal like blue or teal for if it's just normal weather. But we want you to know where it is.
Okay.
Now, if things start to develop and there's, you know, a storm coming, let's say, it would turn to an orange or a yellow. And then if there's really a warning, it would be red. So just know that we are staying weather aware. And that's just for us not to cause any sort of panic. So we just want to keep our website very fluid and very honest and just
keep. Well, if somebody's heading down here for the weekend, you know,
absolutely,
they're like coming from Huntsville or whatever. They're like, oh, let's go hit the beach. And they Google.
Right.
visiting Pensacola, boom, who pops up?
And you just never know. When you look at a map, sometimes it's got the whole state covered or the whole area covered, and you just...
Yes.
Where is this actually going?
Right. So. And we are so far to the east of it, pretty far east as of right now.
Yeah.
But we don't know what we don't know. And like we mentioned before, we're entering into the heightened hurricane season. So we really do have to keep our head on a swivel and keep 100%. An eye on things.
And I just say always be weather aware. Mind your media, whichever channel it is that you're listening to, TV, radio, whatever your internet site might be. And be prepared, because if it does shift a little bit, there could be impacts. And they've been saying that for the last couple of days now. Mm-hmm. So, you know, fill up your car with gas. No need to panic.
Yeah, don't panic.
But fill up your car with gas. Maybe grab a case of water or two and just be prepared.
Right.
And keep an eye out for what's going on.
Check on your elderly neighbors, please. They're the ones too. They don't always get out and they don't get the water. Maybe grab a case for them.
Sure.
You never know. It's always, and that's the thing about our community. I think that we have proven that we do show up. We do show out for each other. But if it does stay, you know, just minimum rain, nothing too harmful, you've got tons of stuff to do downtown. You have our museums to go visit.
I love our museums.
And the best part is, like, you get that 7-day pass. So you're not just rushed to get through them all in 6 hours. And while you're downtown, we have so much to, you know, go do. Just carry an umbrella with you. You've got, I want to say it's Bodacious Shops on Saturday mornings, but not the Bodacious Shops, the bookstore, excuse me, has children's reading hour.
Yes.
Which is very cool.
And that bookstore, it's so unique. I love it.
It's so magical.
But, like, who doesn't love, like, a just quaint bookstore, right? And those are things that you typically find in, like, big cities, mm-hmm. or, like, really historic, old, charming cities, which Pensacola is.
And Quint Studer brought it to us.
Right. And so, you know, I don't feel like we talk about our history enough or we give it enough credit. And so, you know, really bringing that to life, Historic Village and the Historic Trust and UWF and just the connectivity, like, everyone is doing such a great job. But I love bragging about it. I'll tell you all day long, we're America's first.
Yes. I was so mad. Let me tell you, okay, I was very upset about this, and I reached out to the account on Instagram. I sound like a Karen, right? Is that what we call them? I was, like, literally narking on these people. They did a poll, Nicole, and they put 4 cities to choose from. It was Miami, St. Augustine, Jacksonville, and then, like, Tallahassee. We weren't even on the list, and they were like, which one was the first city? And I was like... Oh, reply in all caps. How dare you?
So funny. And see, that's the thing too. It's like, so we always get upset, right? And we love a friendly banter with St. Augustine.
Mm-hmm.
We do.
But we're better.
But, well, obviously. But I'm always like, okay, granted, you were the first city. They were. But you were not America's first settlement.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure 1559 came first.
I think that in numbers...
Like, that's easy math.
Yeah, we did. But I will say, when it comes to keeping that historical atmosphere, and again, we mentioned this last segment, keeping that aesthetic in our city has been so vital, and that's why we're watching it thrive. Even though we have new buildings come in on Jefferson Street and new businesses, you still have the aesthetic of that historical feel. And, like, one of my favorite shows is Gilmore Girls.
I love that show.
And you like, get to see that little town and all the people. And you feel that when you walk around downtown.
Oh, yeah.
And it makes you feel just like you're at home. You get that warm, fuzzy feeling, even though, you know, even if you're just sweating, too. But you get that warm, fuzzy feeling like I'm in this little town. And, yeah, you're right. You don't see those beautiful... bookstores or things like that all over the place. And so the fact that we have something like that to enjoy is really awesome.
Even
and
on a rainy day. Yeah.
There's so much to
do. My favorite thing on a rainy day is to go to one of the coffee shops and just hang out. But, you know, even if you're on the beach, we've got the coolest, I mean, the little putt-putt golf course that Innisfree Hotels, UFOs that they now manage. They have done such a great job with. They have the arcade that's inside. So that's really cool to check out.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so it's a really cool spot in there. And when it's not raining, there's also the Laguna's Adventure Park on the beach now. So, you know, there's things to do besides just laying on the beach out there. And then, you know, always if you're on Perdido Key and it's rainy, Floribama is always on and popping. Live music, Bushwhacker with a rainy storm. It's my kind of day.
Hey, it's always a good day for a Bushwhacker. Right. Are you kidding me?
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Okay, so do we have anything coming up on the calendar in the it's almost fall.
Right. So there's so much happening. You know, we're getting ready for some of our big, big fall events. And that's what I love so much about Pensacola is that we are a festival city. And, you know, we've really, with any of our public relations efforts, we're saying like the fall festival city of the South. And a lot of our media have really been calling Pensacola that for years, because if you think about it, we kind of kick it off and it's like Seafood Festival, Gulf Coast Summer Fest, Jazz Festival. Then you've got the Greater Gulf Coast Jazz Festival. Then or the Arts Festival, excuse me. And then you've got Foo Foo Festival. You've got the Blue Angels Homecoming Show, which is their 75th anniversary this year, which is huge.
That is huge.
Huge. And so then you move into like Art and Wine Festival on Pensacola Beach. Then Winterfest will be here. Frank Brown International Songwriters Festival will be here. Pensacola Beach Songwriters Festival will be here. I mean, the festivals just keep on coming. And
that's really good.
It's so much. I could just keep going on and on and on. And some of those are Visit Pensacola grant funded. Some of those come from ACE grants. Some of those are just funded on their own, which is incredible. I mean, people are just pouring and pouring back into this community to bring things to do for the people that they want to be there.
I love that. And hey, if you don't want to leave your home, I just saw this, the Google Earth virtual tour of historical North Hill.
Oh, yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, still, there's things that, again, being mindful of all situations.
Yeah.
But if you're not comfortable just quite yet going to events, rightfully, like, that's fine. We're offering other ways to still get out and enjoy things.
Yes. Even if you go for, like, a little drive, you get that, you know, that, what do you call that, when you get inside and you're starting to go crazy, stir crazy,
yes,
right? And you want to get out of the house and you just take a drive through historic North Hill or downtown. It's always beautiful. And you get to appreciate part of our history while people are keeping up with it.
And there's no better way to get a little vitamin D.
That's right.
And to be distance from than to coastally distance on one of our beautiful beaches.
Yes. And let's hope that this weather clears up soon. It looks like by Tuesday or Wednesday, we'll be back on the beaches.
Which is great, because I need to tell you about this. Have you ever done the bathtub races at Bamboo Willie's?
No, but okay, it sounds so much fun.
I think you need to sign up.
Okay, the bathtub races.
I think you need to get Cooper or Mark to do one with you.
I think that...
I don't know if Mark's listening, but I think he needs to get in on this bathtub race.
That would be so much fun. He looks so confused, but I don't know. A bathtub race sounds like something we could try. Oh my goodness, we have so much to look forward to and appreciate. Again, visit Pensacola.com, the app, experience Pensacola, keep an eye on Ida. You guys are the place to go outside
absolutely
of news radio.
Absolutely. Stay in touch with us, follow us. If you need anything, let me know. I'll see you next month, but it's always great to see you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Nicole. And hey, don't go anywhere. We've got more for you coming up on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Stephen Schmidt, host Boat Smart, when we come back.